This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Ramirez. The Highlander. Where is he?
Okay, Krabs, I'll let you stay. But first, help me settle a bet. If you had to choose between SpongeBob and all the money I have in my pocket, which would you take?
That depends. How much money are we talking about?
Mr. Krabs!
I'm from horse country, Chuck. West Texas. Family bred them. We use teasers. Those are stallions you put into the stall with the sole purpose of making sure the mare's in heat, prime for breeding. Now, teaser, he didn't get to do any. As soon as that dam is ready, we yank that teaser out of there, lead the real stud in, and he gets to do all the Teaser has to make do with some mangy hay and a bucket of oats.
Brutal.
Yeah, nature often is. Right now, you're that teaser, aren't you?
Oh, son of Odin.
Sasa, son of a bitch, you're still alive. I thought my father killed you, like, 500,000 years ago.
I cannot die. Not until I fulfill my destiny and lay waste to your home.
And that's how it came to pass. That on the second to last day of the job, the convict crew that tarred the plate factory roof in the spring of 49 wound up sitting in a row at 10 o'clock in the morning, drinking icy cold Bohemia-style beer. Courtesy of the hardest screw that ever walked a turn at Shawshank State Prison.
Pick up while it's cold, ladies.
The colossal even managed to sound magnanimous.
The Danny Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
Oh, we are so excited about this here at The Score. Danny Parkins, Matt Spiegel, and if you don't know by that introduction, you should. Clancy Brown is our guest on the Alpamonte Nissan Hotline, Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park. You can also see him right now. He's kind enough to join us on our Twitch channel. He's got a new project called The Mortuary Collection. It's available on Shudder October 15th, and it's playing tonight at the Music Box, Classic Theater, of course, right there, 3733 North Southport, tonight at 9:30. So go check out The Mortuary Collection tonight at the Music Box. Clancy, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
Good. I got to correct you a little bit, though, because it's actually not at the Music Box on Southport. It's at the Chi-Town Drive-In on through. Because it's a drive-in, right? You can't.
Yes.
The Music Box itself is closed up, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
For the pandemic.
Okay. So, there's a pandemic?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I'm not in that room on your lap right now.
Okay.
Otherwise, mind, since I look like Santa Claus.
Yeah, I've read about this pandemic. I apologize. I had bad information, but people can go to the drive-in and they can check it out, the Mortuary Collection, and they can see the display behind us. What? Tell us about the Mortuary Collection. Horror fans are obviously very loyal. What can they expect?
You can expect what you think you have to look forward to. You can expect what you expect, and then expect to get. Surprised every now and then. I mean, you know, it's an anthology kind of movie, so there's a bunch of vignettes in it, but the wraparound is also a full story as well. And it's a good horror movie. And when I say it's a good horror movie, it's not just because I did it and, you know, I like everybody involved in it. It's actually because it is good. It's one of those horror movies that you can see the first time and you get all the jokes, you get all the scares. But it stands up the second time because then you start seeing the details and how everything connects and And it's pretty cool. It could you could watch it like two or three times and see something new every time.
The Chi-Town Movies Drive-In is over at 2343 South Throop Street in Chicago. Drive-In admittance begins at 30 minutes prior to the started time. I love a good horror anthology, like Creepshow, Tales from the Dark Side, right? The Twilight Zone movies, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just looking quickly at the IMDb listing, Danny, Clancy plays a guy named Montgomery Dark.
Yeah,
it's very, very heavy. This is you like playing some heavies, but this one seems like you've been around some death. You've got dark things to discuss with people.
Well, Montgomery's the he's the mortician, right? So what happens is he's given a funeral for a little boy, actually, and after the funeral, one of the mourners sticks around because it's got a help wanted sign. You see, there's got a help wanted sign outside the mortuary. And it's this beautiful young lady named Sam. And she wants to, she's interested in being hired. At least that's what Montgomery thinks. And so she teases him into telling a few stories of the people that he are his clients, I guess you would say. And so he starts her off with a nice, easy one, and then as the show goes on, they get a little more intense, more grotesque until the penultimate story, which is pretty awesome.
Clancy Brown is our guest.
It's a good show.
All right. Well, people will check it out, and they should. It's called The Mortuary Collection, also available, again, to stream on Shudder on October 15th. I'm curious, you know, we were talking earlier, you're a big Reds fan, about Trevor Bauer. White Sox fans desperately want him. I know you would endorse his pitching. What about everything else about the Trevor Bauer experience?
I enjoyed Trevor. I enjoyed his time with the Reds. We'll see if he sticks around or not. You know, it's tough to be a micro-market team. You know, you guys up there in Chicago, you got all the money. Except you fire people way too quick. What was that all about? I mean, it's a 60-game season, for crying out loud. It's like, why would you do something like that? It's like not even a real season. This is like one of those seasons where you go, you know, if the season ended today, blah, 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 would be in the playoffs. It's not a real season. You don't fire a good manager there, and a pitching coach, for crying out loud.
Oh, no, Clancy.
I mean,
hang on a second. Clancy.
You got a guy who's like, he pitched a no-hitter, this Giolito. He's like,
imagine you have a director who loves one of your projects, okay? And he's really good at putting the script people together, at putting the props guys together. He builds a hell of a culture during rehearsals, okay? You guys all love each other, you get along. And then it's time to shoot the movie, and he doesn't know how to talk to the cinematographer about what shots he wants. He doesn't know how to open the damn trailer doors to get you out and so you can get to the set on time. He doesn't know how to talk to the prop master. Like, you need somebody to actually run the set and make the movie happen, not just build the culture and hope it goes well. Ricky struggles with
you talking about Don Mattingly now? Is that what you're talking about?
This guy Ricky's a good man. He's a good man, but they need somebody who knows a little bit more how to handle the pitching staff. That's all.
I don't know, man. Your pitching staff did all right. You shouldn't have traded Sale, but you know what?
We got to be tough in Chicago. So you say it's tough to be a micro market team. I mean, is that would that be the pinnacle of your sports fandom? A Reds World Series?
Oh, it would be. Yeah, it would be surprising. Like my nightmare scenario would be a Reds Cleveland World Series. But these small market teams that I root for them all the time because it's harder and harder to compete. I mean, they just can't compete the way the big market teams can do it. And so they have to compete from the most fundamental kind of place and through their farm, through developing the team, through the the mastery of the fundamentals and team spirit and stuff. Yeah, that's kind of what happened in '90 when the Reds swept the A's. Right, everybody thought the A's were just gonna like eat everybody for lunch, and then all of a sudden they put together Cincinnati puts together that magical year. They had like enormous talent, amazing talent, you know, rehab Danny Jackson and a bunch of people. You know, they had the Nasty Boys that they all put together, and they had a real identity. And then after that, you know, Marge let everybody go, and they're not willing to pay what everybody's worth, what the market will bear, and it just disappears. You know, the Marlins, same thing. Marlins, when they're two World Series, that's what happened with them too. They put together this great team and of unknowns. They go and they win a World Series, and then they're completely dismantled the next year.
So go, so go Tampa Rays, right? Averaging 90 wins a year since 2008 with no money at all. We got to ask Clancy
Brown.
Let's just
imagine the season ends after 60 games, and we have the two best teams in the World Series. Who would they be? Dodgers and Tampa Bay.
There it is. Hey, Clancy, before you started in the movie world, it was the Chicago theater scene, right? And I know you tweet John Prine lyrics. We heard some John Prine on the way in because our producer, Chris Tannehill, is a genius. But so was Prine on the scene? And what was it like doing theater in Chicago in those days?
I was in college. I was at Northwestern. And I saw Prine a bunch of times and Steve Goodman back in the day. That's how old I am. You know, they were young men and they were having fun. They were, and forget the name of the place where he used to play all the time. I went down and saw him there a few times, and it was a revelation. And those are my formative years. I mean, I have dreams of taking the L and the Metro to this day. It's just, Chicago's definitely my salad days. So, and I was really pissed off that John was a victim of COVID, one of the earlier victims of COVID. I mean, after he had beaten so many maladies back and kept writing and was writing better than ever, really, and still a great musician, and then this horrible thing happens, and it made me mad. Made me realize how much I miss him, how much I loved his lyrics, how much I loved his art. All the actors that I know are still, are from Chicago. So,
What crew were you? I mean, what other actors were you coming up with when you were in the Chicago acting scene? Northwestern graduate.
Let's see. Steppenwolf was just, I think they were just starting to get noticed and head to New York. So John and Gary and those guys and Joan and those guys, I actually ran into them outside the theater more than I ran into them inside the theater. Ted Levine over at Remains. I went to see a lot of these guys too. Stuart Gordon at Organic and stuff. He was the director of Organic. And I went to see a lot of those shows as well. Falls was at Wisdom Bridge. I don't know if he's still at the Goodman. Yes. It was formative. Didn't work with any of them directly. I think I've worked with John a couple of times, Malkovich, and Joan. I've worked with Joan, maybe some others. Everybody seems to be from Chicago here in LA to me, or at least anybody I could talk to. So.
Clancy Brown is our guest here on The Score. You can check out the Mortuary Collection tonight, 2343 South Throop Street in Chicago, the Chi-Town movie Drive-In, also available to stream on Shudder coming up October 15th. So, we're like everyone in this sports radio demo. We're all obsessed with Shawshank. And when we found out that we were having you on, I'm thinking, like, you have the lines from the movie that are like the comedic, the comedic break, the thing that would break some of the tension in the movie. When you're auditioning for that part, which Byron Hadley scene are you auditioning for? What lines?
They had me do the when the new meat first arrives and they meet the warden and Byron Hadley and Byron just walking up and down them, assessing them. And then the warden tells them, that your souls belong to God, but your asses belong to me or something like that. He quotes the Bible to him. And then some guy asks, when are we going to eat? And then I go up to him and punch him in the stomach and scream a bunch of obscenities at him. You'll do this when I say you do this, you'll do that when I say you do that. And so that's what they wanted me to audition with. the problem was it was casting director was a lovely young lady who was dressed in a very flowery blouse and had nice perfume on and had her hair done up, and she looked wonderful. She looked lovely, and I had to scream and yell these obscenities at her, and I couldn't do it. And I apologized. I tried it a couple of times, but I just couldn't get it out. I just couldn't talk that way to a delightful young woman. And I apologized and left the audition thinking I'm never going to get this role. And they ended up calling me up to do it, which I thought, well, they've just made a mistake. I thought they thought I was somebody else. I thought that until I actually sat down and read it in Mansfield, Ohio. So, dumb story.
No, it's a great story. It's a great story.
I don't know why I have a career in this. I really don't. I don't
come on. No false modesty
here. I have no friggin' idea how I get jobs. I just don't even ask me.
I was a big fan of Different Seasons, the book of Stephen King novellas, Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption is the original story. Then I remember, man, they're going to make a movie. They're going to ruin this thing. There's no way. And then it's like it tugs on the emotional heartstrings for so many of us for decades. Why? What is it about that one that sticks around for all of us?
Well, the source material is great, right? You know, Stephen King, guy can write a little bit, and Frank Darabont, who directed it, also adapted it, and it's one of the best adaptations of Stephen King I've ever seen. He sort of unlocked the key to Stephen King adaptations, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know. It's like an old timey movie. It's like, one of those William Wyler movies. It's just a feel good kind of film. It's not very realistic. As a matter of fact, once Bob Gunton and I were talking about it, and he was telling me, you know, this isn't a place where you behave like a real person. This is all a memory. This is Red's memory. So you don't have to be like, you know, total method naturalistic actor. You can be a little bit exaggerated. You can be a little iconic if you want to. So I thought it was smart. It was a smart direction from Bob Gunton.
It's just never on TV is the problem. It's just never, never re-airs.
Right. if it's a Stephen King movie, would you put it on Shudder?
Yeah. I think that would work for Shudder. Right? Why not?
Yeah. Would you put Stand By Me on Shudder? Stephen King movie?
See, now, these are the emotional ones. the dark stuff. I just saw Gerald's Game last week. with me. There's a lot of dark stuff.
What attracted you to, like... Yeah, would you say like Shudder is this startup streaming service, not necessarily startup anymore, but like there's so many different avenues for a creative person like you to have your work be seen. Was there any, I don't know, hesitancy to take a leap of faith that like people are going to be able to see the Mortuary Collection on something like Shudder, a non-traditional venue?
Yeah, I'm kind of old school. I mean, I'd like it to have a theatrical release, and it's kind of getting that at the drive-in tonight. It's a new world. I think Shudder is particularly smart, because it's a dedicated horror sci-fi genre channel. Right. We saw it earlier in cable, the way cable developed and radio. I mean, you know, you guys are a sports show, right? A sports channel. And then in cable we had ESPN, and then now we have to all sign up for MLB and NFL.com, and we all have to pay extra dough to get the that stuff. I think the same thing's going to happen with entertainment. You're going to have to sign up to get your horror and your sci-fi and your romantic movies, your chick movies and your comedies, and you know it's all going to get fractured like that. But at the same time, you know. It creates more avenues for distribution and more work for schmoes like me.
I was reading an interview, and then you did it again with why am I hired? How am I keep getting these jobs in this business? Yeah. But at some point, 100 credits on IMDb. You've been DC and Marvel, the biggest networks. You've worked across like from every single actor. You still don't really feel like you belong to their club?
No.
That's being an artist. No, right? Waking up every day, right?
Okay.
No, it's
imposter
not being
syndrome.
An artist. It's just like being lucky. I think. I mean, you know, I'm just getting by, just having a ball. You know, living the dream.
We've loved you since Highlander around these parts, Clancy Brown.
Thanks so
there
much.
There can be only one McLeod.
Oh God! Don't you love when people quote your lines to you?
Yeah, well, you know, my kids saw it recently for the first time, and they were completely amused.
Well, listen, Clancy, thank you so much for the time. Good luck with the mortuary collection. Again, people can see it, 2343 South Throop Street, the Chi-Town Movie Drive-In tonight, and, of course, streaming on Shudder in a couple of days. Clancy, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, good talking to you guys. Take care of that town.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.